Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 40. Monsters. Part 1 of 3.
Dr. William Isaac Roberts. All I was able to find were a couple of newspaper articles. But, well, read.
A correctional counselor states that suspected mass murderer William Isaac, or Bill Roberts, is expected to be kept at a medical facility indefinitely due to the fact that he is unstable and could succumb to outside stressors. We feel he is lucid, but that he can lose control, either on purpose or otherwise, said Nick Rivers, administrator of the unit in which Roberts, 41, has been undergoing psychiatric study. He's best when he's left alone.
That paper there was from CJ's stack, just a few days before the outbreak.
I think I remember hearing something about this.
Yeah, me too.
But what's the connection? I don't understand. So the guy, Dr. Roberts, whatever, he just worked at Radon, that's it?
You ready for this? Right before the outbreak. Took a while to find this one. Quite a few 7-Elevens.
Shortly after being transferred from Kane Mental Hospital to the county jail, Bill Roberts... Wait, was he at Eastern Bay?
That's a prison, not a jail. But what it says is while he was there, apparently another inmate had a little needle attached to a tape deck motor with a shitload of ballpoint pens. No pun intended. But I'm guessing that's how they snuck this stuff in.
Roberts was discovered this morning with his hands and face covered in tattoos. No word yet on whether this will delay the trial, but several news outlets have already adopted the nickname Ink due to the sheer number and complexity of what was inflicted. An investigation is underway to find out who else might be involved.
Yeah, the rest is all about them looking into how someone got all that stuff in there. Apparently, he paid off some guy, Cohen, in the next cell over to do it, but they didn't go into more detail than that. They didn't have a picture of him after he was all tattooed up, but this is Roberts, or Ink, before his trial, a few days prior, in his suit. And this is the picture of the guy from CJ surveillance tape.
You found him.
Everyone around here already knows. Couldn't really keep this a secret. I'm sorry.
It's all right, but what else do you know? What'd he do?
Murder. Last May in Santa Monica. Killed his wife, the guy she was cheating with, and that guy's whole family. I'm having a hard time finding any more details than that.
So that's why his office was taped off?
Yep.
So he was locked up when everything took place, the outbreak?
Looks like it.
Then he didn't have anything to do with all this.
Not before, anyway.
Wow. What else do you know?
That's about it. Only what they've covered in these articles. I asked one of the fuel teams to grab any newspapers they can while they're out today, but they didn't sound too excited to take time out to look for a bunch of papers from almost a year ago.
Then where can we find out more? You were a lawyer. Someone had to keep records of all this.
Thought that's what you'd say. Okay, so here's what I know, and what I put together. It says here that he was having another hearing for sentencing, the same day the outbreak took place. If that was when everything went down, the courthouse would still have a hard copy of his records in the judge's chambers. I'm guessing any other versions of those records would be digital, and good luck finding those.
But you know where the hard copies are? We can get them?
Yep, that's the plan. If you can manage it. We don't even have a gun truck, remember?
Well, Saul and Puck are working on a new one right now.
Saul, huh? He's finally helping out?
He's not going anywhere, but he volunteered to help with mounting the 50 cal in the back. The sooner they get done, the sooner we can get moving.
Maybe it's not my business, but you think you might be rushing this? Let me get a few more sources, confirm where he was going. I'm pretty sure I know which courthouse, but, well, I would just want to make sure of a few things before you go trouncing off. I just want you to be careful. I heard about what happened with the truck.
Everyone's still here, right?
Yes.
Well, that's what matters. We can't stop because of close calls. Listen, you know as much as I do how important this is. Just look at everything he's done to us.
I know.
Saul, come in. How are we looking down there?
Almost done.
Give me like 2 more minutes.
Lizzie's down there?
She knows how to weld. Gave her something to do.
Just let me know when it's ready.
Can do.
What about the note? The shopping list, the chemicals, or the pictures from Radon? Any leads from those?
Tanya said she's trying to look up what all those bottles were, but it might take some time. I've done some searches on my own through the books in here for that follistatin and the others and come up with nada. All that stuff must have been really specialized. And that note's even worse. Who knows what most of that writing is? It doesn't look like anything we've ever seen before. I transmitted a copy of that stuff down to the colony to have them try and find out any info there, too.
Did CJ say anything about what we found?
Not that I know of.
All right, so, what's the address for the courthouse?
I know where it is. I'll give you directions on the way.
Wait, you're coming?
You know where the judge's chambers are? Or what the hell you're looking for? That's what I thought. My ankle's perfectly fine now. It'd be a lot easier if I just went with you.
Well, I was just hoping you'd keep working to find out more about what we found already.
Trust me, I already looked through most of what we have here. The library at the colony is a lot bigger than this one. They're looking as we speak. If you're in such a rush for information, going to the courthouse might be our best lead.
Well, we went so long without anything, and then all this at once. I just hope we're not behind. Who knows what those things might be up to now. Hey, wake up! We're moving out in 10.
I think Robbins is dead.
What?
Yeah. You try waking that thing up. I think he asphyxiated on his fat.
Fuck you, Muldoon. I'm up.
I hate you.
Hey, are we going?
Well, we got a full truck today. Kelly's coming along with us this time.
I can sit in the middle. I don't mind.
If you want. We may not need everyone. The place we're headed should be pretty quiet.
You think so?
Well, those things needed something at the last place, so they hung around. What would they need with a courthouse? The only bloodsuckers around there were lawyers.
Or worse, zombie lawyers.
I can stay, and you can just get lost in there. That's an option.
Hey, I'm just giving you a hard time. I haven't seen you much lately.
Has Tanya figured out what the stuff is yet that they grabbed, the Pholus stuff?
She's looking into it. But I know she's still working on those samples from the girl, Wendy. Still figuring all that out. I think that's a bigger priority for her.
Wow, I almost forgot about that. That's just one more thing. So she's there now, at the mortuary?
Yeah. She and Vector headed over there this morning.
Has she had any luck?
Nothing yet, but she says she might have something soon.
All done here with the truck, 50 Cal Mountain. We're coming back inside.
All right. You heard him. Everyone mount up.
I really don't want to be doing this again.
I could just go by myself.
No, I'm good. It's just make sure my equipment's not leaking this time, okay?
I'm checking now with dishwashing soap. It'll make little bubbles if there's a leak.
Can't we just get new equipment?
You really want to go bother CJ to put new scuba gear together for you?
No.
That's what I thought. Yep, here's the leak. Hand me the wrench.
That's it, you found it?
Yeah, bubbling over. The joint just came loose. There, that did it.
So it's fixed, you sure?
If you're worried, I'll wear this set.
Won't argue with that. You may not even need it.
What? Why?
Well, you know, because you and Saul are different.
Who said that?
Everybody. I mean, because you survived the bite and him the gunshot and didn't even turn. Y'all are, you know, special.
Oh, that nonsense. You know better than listen to that. You ever see my bite? Here, look. Wasn't even deep. stopped the biter before it got worse. Saul and I were just really lucky.
Yeah, I guess. Or it was those antibiotics you gave Saul. You got any more of those?
Oh, I wish I did. Those are long gone. Can't even test to see if they made any difference here.
Those are some nasty looking clouds. You sure you want to do this right now?
We'll be done before that ever gets here. There's not that much air in these tanks.
You know, if Saul came, he wouldn't even need this stuff.
He was exposed to a lot of whatever was in the air last time. A lot more than you. We are not trying our luck by exposing him to more.
Well, not just that, I mean, but he has a lot better training. I mean, we're out here without even a gun truck, too.
If you're gonna wuss out, I don't have to take you with me.
No, I'm good, all right? This place just has bad memories.
We know they avoid the area. I wouldn't take the risk if I thought they might be here. We just have to worry about breathing.
Yeah, I know. So, how are we gonna get anything from here? I mean, can't just suck up samples, can you?
Actually, yes. I have some things to try. We can fill a few of these Tedlar bags. Should be thick and strong enough to hold whatever's there.
Those look like some fancy balloons.
Air reservoirs.
Ah, Dios mío. Look, why don't you just give those to me? Let me go in there, get the samples, and I'll bring them back.
Well, what if there's something else going on? Something I could see that you may not.
I guess.
Here, help me get this on. It's all ready. I just want to get in and out of there ASAP. Oh, wow. These are heavy.
Yeah, they are. Mm. All right, come here. I'll start the clock. We went back deep into Inglewood, to the place where we last took the pictures of the cracks. We parked in the same spot and took the same route into town, but something about it was very different this time. Oh man, I hate this place.
Through here.
Yeah, hey, just go slow, okay?
Can't go fast, not with this thing on my back.
And point your gun that way, okay? Watch that sector.
You're starting to sound like my son.
Spend enough time together, that happens. Everyone forgets that I spend a lot of time out here. Well, I know what I'm doing.
I know you do.
Well, tell that to Michael. Okay, just be on this fence. What? Oh, no.
What is it? I don't see anything.
They're gone.
What's gone?
The bodies. I mean, they were everywhere, and now they're gone.
What does that mean?
That something grabbed them. Okay, turn around. Back to the car.
Well, how far are we from the cracks?
Well, there's a small one there that Saul tripped over before, but...
Well, that'll work. Just give me a second. We don't have to go any further. I just need something at least.
Oh, man, it looks different out here now. I don't know if you're going to get anything.
What?
The haze is gone.
So that means...
Don't take that off! Don't! Don't! No!
It's fine.
Oh, no, not you two.
You try it.
Hell no!
Come on, take it off.
No, wait.
Don't be a baby. You want me to come over here and take it off? I need to know if there's anything to get here in the first place.
Fine. I'm just gonna break the seal. Shit.
There's nothing here anymore.
That means those things were here too. We won't avoid this place anymore. We need to leave.
How can I test anything now?
Look, I know it sucks. We'll think of something else later. Just follow me. We need to get to the truck and fast.
We can't.
Why not?
There's something standing by it.
About half a football field away, there was a regular one sniffing around the truck with his back turned to us.
Oh, shit.
Get down over here. We need a radio for help.
No, wait.
What do you mean, no?
They can't know we're here.
Why not?
Because we're not supposed to be here.
What? Oh, my God. Then where are we?
I needed the samples.
All you need is a swift kick in the head, woman. I'm calling them anyway.
No, please don't.
Why not?
Please.
Look, I don't care if you get into trouble. We'll be safe.
Maybe you, but not me.
Why not?
Because Saul and I might be infected.
What?
I needed a sample of whatever's here to test against us to be sure, but we're stage one according to our blood samples.
But you're fine.
Maybe, but for how long? You were right. Saul and I might be special. But all that could mean we're just more resistant than others. Turned slower, but we were both exposed.
But this was like months ago. I mean, you're still fine.
I have to know for sure. And if the others think that we might be, it doesn't matter how long it's been. You know what they'll do.
Great. Thanks for involving me in this.
I'm sorry. But Saul said I could trust you. That you're his best friend.
He said that, huh?
Please, just put the radio down.
So what now? You can't disprove anything.
Obviously. I don't know what I can do now. That's why I'm so upset.
It's only one. Lone wolf, right? I think we can take it.
I bet we can.
All right, move up with me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, careful of your attack.
Sorry.
All right. On three, we round the corner and shoot, okay? Between the two of us, we'll take it. Just don't shoot the car.
Then what?
We run for it.
Ready?
One, two, three! We popped up and got into position as fast as we could. I took just an extra fraction of a second to aim. But in that time, from behind the truck, another figure leaped into the air and on top of the normal biter. Its pale white skin seemed like a blur as it crashed down onto the other zombie, shoving it to the ground and tearing into it with its long arms and thick nails. As I saw the number 7 come into focus on the little one's arm, I immediately moved my finger off the trigger. Tanya, however, was not so quick.
Shit! No!
Sorry, I...
Run!
Tell her I'm following the lead and I'll let her use the gun truck tomorrow. This shouldn't take long. Hell, I might even get it back to her by this afternoon.
Trouble already?
Yeah, that's pretty normal. They love to give a shit.
I'm getting sick of them trying to take our truck. I mean, seriously, get your own.
Well, they are trying to keep the generators running there and the water pumping too. You really can't blame them.
Who asked you, Carl?
I don't care. She can wait a few more hours at least. And listen, we fixed this one up with a new mount. It might as well be the same truck as far as you're concerned. Do you know what we found yesterday? This is the guy that attacked us before. Doesn't that mean anything to her?
We just don't have enough escorts, and they're trying to keep everyone who goes out safe, especially after the last attack.
Yeah, but we got bigger things to focus on, right? What good is water or power if you're not safe?
Well, what good is being safe if you can't eat or drink? They're preserving food too with the fuel from the missions.
Can't eat if you're dead.
Well, we haven't really prevented any attacks, have we? Can you blame them?
We don't really know that we haven't either. Those things know we're out there, on their tails now.
Maybe that'll just make them attack again.
It kinda has a point. Some of the big attacks seem retaliatory from all the accounts I've seen.
Oh, really? Because I seem to remember a lot of families coming into Boulder that didn't do shit and were still attacked. So don't give me this analytical bullshit. These things will fucking kill you where you stand for no reason.
Sure, if you lump them all together like that, but they aren't all the same.
Yeah, well, they all die the same. That's for sure.
Hey, quiet. We're coming up to the courthouse now. You guys need to pay attention.
Whatever, I'll have the truck back when I'm done with it.
I get why you wanted to leave so fast.
I'm running out of patience with her.
I was just telling these two that...
Yeah, I heard you.
Hey, Carl, why don't you go swap Puck for the turt in the back? I'm sure he's getting tired.
But we're almost there.
Doesn't matter.
Just knock it off and keep a lookout. This is it right here. So, where do we go?
Oh, me? Go down that way.
We pulled into a driveway that went into an alley by the entrance to the courthouse and down into a parking area. Things were quiet. No movement. Nothing.
This is the secure entrance. Here. The best way into the courthouse.
What do you want me to do? Stay up here?
Yeah, just let's get a look at the area first.
Should I get out?
Just stay in the car for a second.
All right, everything looks good. Entrance to the building looks open.
Yeah, I think this way's clear. Oh, Jesus!
What? What'd you find?
Come take a look at this.
Near the entrance, there was a van with bars along the sides. The windows had been broken into, and there were large dents all along the rear. The back doors were wide open, hanging broken on their hinges, almost touching the ground.
Rest of the area looks good, but dang, what happened here?
Kelly, come on out.
Coming.
Can I see too?
Whoa. What do they do to this thing?
Just leave it alone. Not the first broken-in car we've seen. I'm ready to move inside.
Dang. Just look at it. How'd they... Oh.
Wait.
What?
This... Right?
You see something?
No. But you mind if I open it up?
Here, I got it.
Oh, what a gentleman. I already checked it out. There ain't nothing there.
So what is it?
Found it.
You were looking for what?
Transfer logs. Yep. This was a transport van. And guess where it came from?
No way.
Uh-huh. Bill Roberts never even made it inside. This is where they attacked him. This is where ink was turned.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. And now, a word from our sponsors. Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies, Shirley Jordan, Otto Sterk, Brett Newton, Tammy Klein, Blair Wayland, Sean Lewin, Christian Vieira, Tony Ray, and I'm Michael Swan. Written and directed by K.C. Wayland. Produced by Grayson Stone and K.C. Wayland. Composer Daniel Burkov Hopkins. Series artist Ben Hosack. Editors Phil Englert and K.C. Wayland. Zinterns Lauren Kroom, Ray Husky. Voice cutter Brent McLean. Print editor Elisa Elliott. Line producers Grayson Stone and Blair Wayland. To find out more and for a full list of cast and crew, please visit our website at wearealive.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook for all production-related updates and future projects. Thank you for listening to this Audio Theater for the Mind by Wayland Productions.